Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, happy 50th anniversary of Medicare and Medicaid. I believe this month, 1965, is when the Senate passed a version of Medicare, Medicaid services, after the House had passed a bill back in April 8th, 1965. We're at the 50-year mark. And in this next presidential election, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, is the Medicare system worth continuing, worth pumping money in? Is it a system that is pretty defunct and we need to revive what we're doing? And I think it's definitely a conversation we need to have. Okay, so looking a little bit back at the history, okay? Oh, I guess July 30th, 1965 was the official day, just because the Senate passed it back in July 9th, 1965, July 30th. So happy birthday, Medicare, Medicaid. All right. But, I mean, its roots probably go back to, FDR's days. You know, FDR wanted to, you know, set up Social Security. From what we understand, they were contemplating throwing health care into it, but they thought it would not go through and that it would be opposed by Congress, and they didn't want to jeopardize the New Deal, so it didn't go through. But there was already talk about, you know, we need to do something in terms of health insurance. President Truman, all right, proposed national health insurance for all Americans back in 1945, brought it up again in 1949. Again, he took on opposition. They said the AMA at the time, the American Medical Association, thought it was un-American and socialized medicine at the time. Then during Dwight Eisenhower in the 1950s, Medicare really wasn't brought up that much. Okay, it would have been looked upon as a big expansion of government into health care, but they did continue the Social Security and other popular parts of the New Deal. And then you start to see more and more people, I guess, you know, desire some sort of health care coverage over 65. They said government studies found that older Americans needed twice as much hospital care as those under 65, but they could not afford a hospital stay, and medical costs were rising. All right, and this was adding to the plight of the elderly. And U.S. News goes through a nice kind of timeline of this. So by the late 1950s, you had a couple representatives and senators that were trying to drum up support for Medicare. You also had organized labor that also wanted to endorse Medicare. During the 1960 presidential campaign, JFK announced his support for Medicare. Okay? And then by the time, I guess, Lyndon B. Johnson, became president, they were able to make more progress. All right? They had, more Democrats in Congress, were able to win a lot of seats and be able to pass through Medicare. Okay? House had passed it in April, Senate passed it in July 9th. July 30th was the day, I guess, where President Johnson signed Medicare into law in Independence, Missouri, which is the hometown of former President Truman, who championed the idea as well. So after that, all right, people noticed, okay, well, fine, we got Medicare, but now prescriptions are expensive. So President George W. Bush decided to add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare, and now many Americans are relying on the drug benefit. It was enacted in 2003, went into effect 2006. And I remember that. I remember that patients were kind of paying for medications, you know, out of pocket, Medicare offering more coverage for that. Governor, former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, candidate for the GOP presidential nomination, says he wants to phase out Medicare. He wants to replace it with a system in which people obtain government funds and use them to find health insurance in the private marketplace. But he says elderly Americans who currently have Medicare will not lose coverage. Now, right now, we are so dependent on Medicare and Medicaid that it would be very, very hard to phase it out and get public support. But let's just stop for a second and think, all right, what do we have with Medicare and Medicaid? Medicaid and Medicare exist because we are trying to give access and health care to our elderly, to our poor, to our afflicted, disabled, okay? But the one thing we learned during this Affordable Health Care Act is just because you have a Medicaid card doesn't mean you're seeing a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA. Doesn't mean you're getting the medications you want or need. We're hearing that access to a Medicaid doctor is starting to go thin. Same thing with Medicare. Less doctors are taking Medicare. And many patients are finding that what they want to get and what they want, they can't get. And a card, yes, I understand. You go to the hospital, you have Medicare, they're going to cover it. All right? Still, Medicare patients still have balances and out-of-pocket. But it's once you're in the system, once you're being taken care of, once you're through the doors, and still there's issues where insurance doesn't cover. Now, as opposed to private insurance, if Medicare or Medicaid decide not to pay the doctor or not to pay the hospital, you usually are not getting billed. Some places do. They say, look, you're responsible. Okay, period. You know, we did a service, you know, but for the most part, you could kind of escape getting medical bills if Medicare or Medicaid decide for some reason or another not to pay for something. But are we really improving your access? You know, is this idea that you have an Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare plan, or Medicaid, or an insurance that has a $7,500 deductible per family member, is that health insurance, is that coverage? And would money be better spent hiring doctors, hiring nurses, and having clinics, having elder care clinics or quote-unquote Medicare recipient clinics that you go to? Now you walk in the door, you get care, as opposed to trying to call a doctor and hope to get in within 3 months. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0777. 71. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This next email is anonymous. Doctor, guess I'm not an attractive patient anymore. I called my doctor's office to make an appointment. I used to have Blue Cross Blue Shield, and the staff would schedule me within same day, but now I'm reading this, same day, but now I have Medicaid. Last year, they would take me same day. Oh, I see. He must have tried to erase a line. Last year, they would take me same day. Now I was told 3 weeks. Medicaid makes us look like third-class citizens. I mean, here's the thing. Okay. All right. The recession hurt a lot of us. So, I mean, you need to have government aid to get health care. Do it. Okay? You deserve it. Okay? You paid your dues. Okay? You got, hurt by the recession. Companies aren't hiring or you're losing your insurance. If you now qualify because of your income to get Medicaid, I don't care whether it's a government handout or not. Don't look at it that way. Okay? You need to take care of you and your family. You need to be healthy because your being sick is more of a burden on us in America than you being on Medicaid. Okay? So make sure you have some sort of coverage. And you're not a third class citizen, but look at what happened. What's the difference between doctor's offices a year ago and today? Okay? Maybe, yeah. Maybe, and, there's been these little sting operations where, consumer groups would call saying, hi, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, or I have United, or I have Aetna. Oh, yeah, we'll get you in same day. Oh, hi, I have Medicaid. Oh, we can't get you in for weeks. So, yeah, we know that's happened. And I'm sorry that's happened to you. It's been very, very public that that's happening. And, doctors don't seem to get, there's no excuse, but doctors aren't getting reimbursed. There's many issues with government-run health insurance where if a doctor wants you on a certain medication and it doesn't cover it, the doctor is forced to practice, in a manner that he wasn't trained to do. He has to come up with a medicine that he doesn't want to give you. And these issues have always kind of persisted. But another thing I've noticed is my office particularly has been busier, I think. And the reason why is a lot of doctors have left. Okay? I always can get people in same day, but I've noticed that we've had to turn people down. Yesterday, I had 4 walk-ins and we could not see them. I had to leave. I couldn't stay. And, as more doctors are closing up shop, the remaining doctors that exist are getting slammed. We have that with specialists. People complain to me all the time, Dahlia, you sent me to a specialist, and I'm sitting there for 4 hours before I get seen. And that's horrible. Okay, you shouldn't have to do that. But that's what we're hearing now, that people are sitting there for hours upon hours. Why? Because there are only X amount of doctors. There's only X amount of patient spots. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants, God bless them, are definitely allowing a lot more opportunity for you to see a medical provider in the primary care realm. But we don't have a lot of specialists, physician assistants or nurse practitioners. We're trying to get more. All right. But you have a lot of issues when it comes to a specialist, physician assistant, nurse practitioner. You have a lot of doctors out there, primary care doctors, going, why am I referring to a physician assistant or nurse practitioner? They say, who are less trained than I am, then I might as well handle the issue myself with my training. Well, that's wrong. Nurse practitioners and PAs that are specialist trained are trained by their specialists. Okay, they go for that extra training. And, if that's all they do day in, day out, neurology, I would trust a neurological PA or nurse practitioner more than my neurological knowledge. I would trust that because they're seeing 60 patients or however many patients a day with those issues. And they are supervised or working in conjunction with a specialist of that. But still, that being said, you still don't see a lot of nurse practitioners, PA, in the specialist realm. So some of you guys are getting in for primary care. You're going to your pharmacy. You're getting to see a quick clinic nurse practitioner. All right. But now you have to go to a specialist. And so you're sitting there for hours. So this idea of, Medicaid making you third class citizens, because no matter what your insurance is, when there's an access issue, you're going to wait. All right. Now, do some doctors groan when they start to see that, less people have private insurance? Absolutely. With the high cost of running a practice, you cannot live on what the government pays you. Okay? You cannot support a practice. You can't. You can't pay staff. You can't. And it's really going to change and get worse no matter how many of us agree that minimum wage needs to go up because of cost of living. All right. And, you know, I'm a fan of increasing minimum wage. However, I also am scared to death when that does happen, because we are going to see a huge kick back into a recession. And we're going to see a huge change when it comes to medical offices. Okay? You know, people shouldn't pay medical staff a minimum wage, but you have a lot of people being paid $12-$13 an hour, whatever. Okay? Minimum wage being $15 an hour, and doctors like to pay more than minimum wage. Now you're going to start seeing less staff hired. Running a doctor's office, a dentist's office, running any sort of a company is getting more and more expensive these days. And so, you're going to see changes. You're going to see lack of access. So, what do you do? You have Medicaid and you can't get into a doctor. Well, one thing we've seen is a lot of ER visits. We've seen people use the ER because they can't get in with a doctor that takes Medicaid or Medicare. This is why I said, you know, maybe we need to revamp our whole Medicare, Medicaid system. All right. And, you know, all we're talking about in the government right now is let's change the way we pay the doctors. Okay. Maybe we stop cutting their rates. Maybe we pay them an incentive. That's all bull crap. Get that out of the equation. There are a lot of doctors out there that want a job. They don't want to run their own office. They can't afford to run their office. They don't want to pay for staff and pay for malpractice and pay for health insurance and pay for the building and pay for all those costs. So they want to be hired. And I keep saying this. Let's get a bunch of clinics out there in every city, okay? And these clinics, the money, it'll be a fraction of the money you are spending on Medicare, Medicaid. And by the way, you could probably get rid of a lot of the fraud, too. How many millions of dollars are being found, you know, on inappropriate Medicare billing? And then all the money they have to spend on Medicare auditors? It's ridiculous. So the doctors that don't take Medicare, Medicaid, they're out of the equation. A doctor that wants a job, a nurse practitioner that wants a job, a physician assistant that wants a job, and medical staff get hired. Now you're increasing jobs. And I know a lot of you would be weary going, Dr. Dahlia, no, I don't know if I want the government running health clinics. They could run some. I don't think that, look, we're going socialized anyway. All right, why not have clinics out there? And they don't have to be free. They could be a certain amount, et cetera. And those people that qualify, because already we already have illegal immigrants being given Medicaid already. What was the latest number? They say here, the Center for Immigration Studies, a low immigration advocacy group, released in a report Thursday, found that both legal and illegal immigrants and their minor children made up a 42% of Medicaid growth from 2011 to last year. So we are already ensuring, you know, one criticism of my idea with the clinics is, Dr. Dahlia, no, because then you're going to have a lot of illegal immigrants just walk into the clinic and get free care. We're already doing that. We're already handing them Medicaid cards. We're already seeing them in our hospitals. Our hospitals are taxed. Let's get the patients out of the hospital. Okay? We get the patients out of the hospital. Then what we do is we free up our ERs because we have these clinics. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, the clinics, they're going to get overrun. They're going to, you know. Well, then fine. Maybe start charging $5, $10. Maybe get some donors, set up two clinics, set up three clinics, set up four clinics. But this, and then have actual hospitals that Medicare or Medicaid patients can go to. And leave the other hospitals to private. Now, I know many of them live on Medicare doctors, but, you know, if you're going to do a phase out, do it that way. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. In my neck of the woods, the teachers, where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, many of the Clark County Public School District teachers have to actually buy their own school supplies for the kids. And this is pretty unfortunate, and I'm sure many of you in your respective towns see that same unfortunate tragedy where the teachers are forced on their minimum salary to buy supplies for the students, which are basically our kids going to school. So in addition to all the school supply drives I see going around town, including the SOS with Fox 5, et cetera, which are awesome drives, we are adding to it by doing a Tools for Teachers campaign, where what we're doing is we're collecting school supplies for the teachers. So that prevents the teachers from having to buy supplies, and then it transfers down to the students anyway. So hopefully our small part helps. For those of you that want to help, please go to any Albertsons or Vons or Storage One to donate school supplies. And then on August 22nd, we're going to have a Tools for Teachers Day where the teachers can pick up the school supplies at the Teachers Exchange Public Education Foundation on Maryland Parkway. So I'll get back to the medical news, but I just wanted you guys to know about that. Follow us on Tools for Teachers on Facebook and Twitter. Find us, and you'll get more information. All right, how fit are we? Are we out of shape? Are we in good shape? A lot of us think we're in damn good shape. We're like, you know what? I'm good. I walk 30 minutes, Dr. Dahlia. I eat, you know, a salad a day. I'm doing pretty good. Well, no, you may not. There's a London-based personal trainer that has come up with a gauge on how to see if you are, in 10 questions, okay, in good shape. Okay? So here's an example. Okay? Number one. All right, even though she recommends aerobic weight training, stretching exercises for 45 minutes at least three times a week, you know, we usually say an hour a day of some sort of exercise, whether it's walking, whether it's cleaning the house, etc. And we don't want to push too much cardio until you've been checked by the heart doctor, but if so, yes, I want you having some sort of cardio a few days a week, absolutely. So how quickly do you get out of breath? They say being fit means you can exert yourself without being terribly breathless or breaking out into a sweat. So, all right, do you get out of breath pretty easily? You know, going upstairs, walking long distances, that could be an issue, okay? Next, what is your recovery time like, okay? When you do exercise, are you able to bounce right back into the next set, or do you really have to sit down and rest before you go back into that next set? And by the way, if you are out of shape, please, please, please check in with the heart doctor, okay? Make sure your heart is healthy. Another one, can you run a mile? Running is a great cardiovascular fitness. I used to run. It was great until, you know, I blew my knee out skiing, and then I stopped. My running career stopped after that. But they say measuring your running time over a mile can give you a great idea of how your fitness holds up over distance. If you could do a mile under 10 minutes, you're doing pretty good, okay? 10-minute mile. I remember running the 6-minute mile back in high school. Can you hold the plank for 1 minute? They say mastering the plank, all right, it uses your core group of muscles in the torso, abdominals, internal, external, obliques, glutes. Not exactly sure what the plank is. Are they talking about lifting weights? Talking about walking on a balance beam? That I don't know. Can you touch your toes? You know, if my boobs got out of the way, I probably could. The problem is I can't see my toes. They said if you can't reach down to your toes while standing without bending your knees, you are not in the best shape. Flexibility is an important part of fitness and has to do with the conditioning of your muscles. Can't touch your toes. You have hamstring tightness, which is a sign of inactivity. Exercise lengthens the hamstrings, counteracts sitting like desk jobs, and you know, improve your muscle. Do you know your body composition? Do you know your body fat? Knowing your body fat can give you a good baseline and then later give you a quantitative number on what, you know, where you could rate, et cetera. And you know, some gyms offer body fat analysis so you could tell. I remember in medical school we took a body fat analysis, and I was pretty damn good. Gosh, I think I was 15%. I don't remember how low I got, but it was pretty good. Now, no, I'm not going to tell you because I don't even want to know. And then do you take a lunch break? They say a lunch break is extremely important, okay? And when you do take a break, don't be sitting, walking around, walk around. Maybe get a little bit of sun. Go outside for a little bit. Get some fresh air. We've talked about that. It'll rejuvenate you. It'll help with your metabolism. It's really important. And then, how easily stressed are you? I'm very stressed out. I'm always stressed out. Oh my gosh, Obamacare is running our practice again, and it's anywhere! Ah! So I'm always stressed out. And, but that's just me. That's how I work. Okay? I'm basically, I'm doing two full-time jobs. I do full-time radio. I do a full-time medical practice. I'm also a mom. Yeah, I'm stressed. Plus, I fit in an hour of exercise a day. We get stressed. All right? But, you know, is it good stress? Is it bad stress? Too much stress incites your cortisol. Cortisol is not good for your metabolism, all right? Another thing is, you know, how on the ball are you? How are you good at memorizing, concentrating? Are you with it? You know, if you're sitting there going, I just can't focus, I don't know, I don't even remember my mom's phone number, that kind of stuff, you could be in trouble. Again, make sure you're getting good physical activity. Then another indicator of you not being in good shape is your sleep, okay? Your sleep hormone melatonin is kept in check by exercise. So if you have trouble sleeping, maybe it's because you're not getting enough exercise. Now, of course, don't work out right before you, go to bed. But getting plenty of exercise a day should help you sleep. I'm already yawning. All right, so for a comprehensive health assessment, they said visit speedflex.com. So that's pretty cool stuff. All right, the 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. They say there's health benefits of coloring books. Yep. They say recently adults across the country have picked up coloring books as a way to relax and unwind. Jason Abrams, 30 years old, is an account manager at North 6 Agency, which is a New York City public relations firm. He has high anxiety, hectic schedule, so he needed a way to cope with stress. So 8 years ago, he got hooked on using coloring books as a relaxing exercise and even sparked a trend in his office. They get this, guys. They meet in the conference room on Friday afternoons and get in a coloring session to help relieve stress. They say the health benefits go beyond relaxation and include exercising fine motor skills and training the brain to focus. Now, they knew about this back in the 1900s. Psychiatrist Carl Jung, the founder of analytical psychology, would prescribe coloring to his patients to calm and center their minds. Doctors today, 115 years later, continue to follow Jung's lead and still recommend the activity to combat anxiety. I guess the fact that coloring is structured activates the logic part of the brain and generates a creative mindset, according to New York-based clinical psychologist Dr. Ben Michaels. Because it's a centering activity, the amygdala, which is part of the brain that is involved with our fear response, actually gets a bit of rest. And that causes some calming over time. So you could even tell your kids, sit down and color. You know, we used to do that. I remember when I was little. You know, I would come home, you know, and have a big beef because, I don't know, Bo Duke was not on the Dukes of Hazzard one day or whatever. Mom, I love Bo Duke. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what am I going to do? Ah. Well, sit down and color. Oh, I'll go sit down and color. You know, that's it did. It was just what parents would do. They thought it was more of a distracting type of activity. So, but, you know, what does this mean? Does it mean you guys have to color? No, what it means is you guys are going to be the ones to deal with your anxiety. Not the Xanax, not the Valium, not the doctor, not the nurse practitioner, PA. It's you finding an activity that sits down and gets you out of your slump. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So study finds that drinking alcohol may ease fibromyalgia pain. But doctors are like, wait, hold the phone. They say, excuse me. Sorry, didn't mean to cough and spew all over the microphone. Sorry, microphone. Clean it off a little bit there. That was a big cough. Moderate to heavy drinking might cut the likelihood of disability for people with chronic widespread pain that is related to fibromyalgia, according to a Scottish research study. But U.S. pain specialists have been, wait, you're not supposed to be drinking alcohol to cope with pain. Dr. Lynn Webster, president of the American Academy of Pain Medicine, was not involved in the research and said, it's an odd way to suggest that pain, chronic pain, could be treated. I can't imagine any physician would suggest alcohol. The more you drink, the more you get the same effects. Not to mention you could also get neuropathy. But 2% of Americans now suffer from fibromyalgia. I think that number's higher. And it's kind of a mysterious disease that we still haven't really been able to pinpoint exactly why people have it. Women seem to outnumber men, okay, 7-1 in their prevalence. Get stiffness, sleep disturbances, thinking, memory problems. But most people with fibromyalgia complain of pain. They have these spasms. They have pain. All right? And it can be triggered by a variety of conditions. Some even get complex regional pain syndrome and arthritic conditions. But the study was conducted by Professor Gary McFarlane and Marcus Beasley of the University of Aberdeen's Institute of Applied Health Sciences School of Ministry, Medicine, and Dentistry in Scotland. The researchers surveyed more than 2,200 adults in the U.K., 57% of them women who suffered from chronic widespread pain. They found that the disability stemming from pain was strongly linked to alcohol consumption, but moderate to heavy drinkers experienced less disability. The scientists found that people drinking 25 to 35 units of alcohol a week were 67% less likely than those who never drank to experience disability. That's basically 15 to 20 beers a week, or 10 to 15 glasses of wine per week by American standards, which is moderate to heavy drinking. They say alcohol can ease pain by stimulating the brain's limbic system, which regulates feelings of pleasure and pain. But chronic pain can make pain worse. And, of course, withdrawal from chronic alcohol could make you more sensitive to pain. So, what does this mean? Well, we don't know. Okay, we have no idea. Maybe there's a numbing. Okay, you know, people that drink alcohol get neuropathy. Maybe there's a numbing of the nerves that happen. Okay, you know, a lot of people that drink heavy get diabetes. Even though diabetics can get neuropathy and can get pain, some diabetics don't feel as much pain. You know, one thing that hasn't been diagnosed with me, and no, not a psychosis, stop it. One thing that hasn't been diagnosed with me is I've been told I have fibromyalgia. And because I qualify with all the trigger points, the tender points I have. I got them in the trapezius, I got them in the rhomboid, I got them in the lumborus, the quadratus lumborum, and I got a lot of them in my glutes. So, I mean, I got these trigger points where when you hit it, you know, the muscle hurts and very tender. I hate getting a massage because it hurts. Okay, I'm always inflamed. My muscles are inflamed. I don't need to take any medicine for it. I work out. I just kind of, you know, push through it. But what I find weird is maybe once a year, and it's really rare, and thank God it's rare. I hope it never happens more often than that. I will be either at Disneyland or I will be fishing or I will be doing something, okay, that, you know, requires just a little bit more activity than I usually do. We're not talking a lot more activity. And my whole body will be in spasm to the point where it feels like, you know, my arms and legs are on fire and I can't walk. I remember I had to walk to a conference I was giving a speech at, and I was in heels, you know, and I've been in heels before. Yeah, it might have been just a little bit more of a walk, you know, but I mean, I walk all the time. I'm on my feet all day long. For some reason, it was just the wrong place at the wrong time, and for the rest of the night, it was like daggers in my feet, and I had to sit there and lie in bed. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I don't want to lie in bed. I mean, I need to move, but I couldn't walk. And it was so bad, I thought I broke my bones. Same thing happened at Disneyland. I've been to Disneyland numbers of times. But all of a sudden, by noon one day, I couldn't walk. couldn't move, everything. And so I've kind of coined them a little fibromyalgia crisis. And all I do is I take a hot shower and I rest and I take some anti-inflammatories. And I mean, I feel blessed that I don't suffer as much as other people from fibromyalgia. But I'd like to know what the hell that is. All right? You know, because, and, you know, it's not going to stop me. I'm still going to exercise. I'm still going to do what I want to. But it really puts me out. I am down for the count. And I don't drink a lot of alcohol. So I don't, something like that I wouldn't even think of. And no, I'm never going to be drinking 10 to 15 beers or 20 beers a week. That's ridiculous. But, fibromyalgia can be really debilitating. And for me to experience that, you know, a lot of times in medical school, you know, you're taught about these illnesses and, you know, you really can't relate. You're like, all right, so this person has this, this person has this. You know, be very sympathetic, be very empathetic. But it's those of us that actually have felt it. Okay, I've never had endometrial pain. Okay, I've had pelvic cramps and pelvic pain before, but not endometrial. And part of me thinks that, you know, even though I'm very empathetic with my patients, I would really understand what they're going through if I had that. Not that I would wish for, and I don't ever want that. But those of us that have experienced things with our patients, the patients find you. And they will stick with you because they know that you understand. I've suffered from migraines. I completely understand the fear. Migraines suck. All right, so absolutely, when you want to come in and preventatively make sure you have something and you're not currently in pain, but you want to preventatively have a migraine medicine in case that hits, I get you. I understand that. I've been there. And so a lot of people haven't experienced fibromyalgia. And I'm getting a lot of patients that come in saying, look, you know, my doctor sent me to a rheumatologist. And, you know, he was very apathetic. You know, he said there's nothing he could do. And, I don't think he understands the gravity of the situation. And, I go, look, you know, the doctor's right. There's not a lot we could do. Okay. There's not a lot out there without having you on some sort of chronic medication. But, you know, I get you. It's bad. And when it happens, it can be very, very bad. So it's I'm not saying, you know, find a doctor that's, you know, had endometriosis or has an enlarged prostate so he could, you know, empathize with you. But, it sometimes, you know, helps to, as a doctor, to have gone through some of these things, and you understand, you know? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Here's a no-duh study. Texting while walking is the worst. Distracted texters are slow. They don't have a good gait. They don't seem to walk well. And it's probably the worst way to walk and do what you need to. Now, I've been in New York. And, you know, how do you go through a 30-minute walking commute without checking your cell phone? You'll get there faster if you don't text. They say, in this study, it looks at how people walk when they text. Some people like to joke about it on YouTube, and they videotape people texting and walking, but it's pretty, pretty deadly. A lot of times they swerve, they fall into the street. It's some pretty dangerous stuff. So it's kind of interesting. It was a study led by Conrad Ernest at Texas A&M. Looked at 30 participants between 18 and 50. Each individual was asked to complete three different tasks on an obstacle course, normal walking, texting and walking, and texting while walking with a cognitive distraction, meaning completing a math test. It's one thing to text LOL, but when you're actually texting, thinking of something, not surprisingly, participants completed the course much slowly if they were texting and distracted, and a lot slower. So be careful out there, all right, guys? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hang me down, little, little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down, little, little white church.
Hang me down, little, little white church.
Hang me down, little, little white church.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.